Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Monday, April 14th, marked day three of the Chad Daybell trial. We had four witnesses on the stand today. We only saw one witness last week in week one, but today there were four. There was a chief deputy, a detective, a lieutenant, and a tactical specialist from the FBI. There was a phone call that was played today between Lori and Chad the day the children were found, and they had interesting body cam footage of Chad Daybell, and also they were talking about a whole heck of a lot of phones and Chad fleeing. I'm Linda with It's a Crime, so now let's get into it. So four witnesses took the stand today. We had a chief deputy officer take the stand first. His name was Vincent Kayakamanu, and he talked about the phone call between Lori and Chad the day the children were found. And Lori had contacted Chad. I pulled up the call. Have a listen.
This is a call from and paid for by
Lori,
an inmate at Madison County Jail. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. If you don't wish to talk, hang up now. Thank you for using Tellmate.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Oh, they're searching the property.
The house right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an MS. Mark means we'll be talking to you.
Okay. What, are they in the house?
No, they're out in the property.
Are they seizing stuff again?
They're searching. There's a search warrant, and so well, I'm just at Emma's. With the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to set up a call. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
And we'll see what transpires.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? Pray.
What?
What
do you want me
to do? Yeah, pray.
Pray. Okay. What can I do for you?
I'm feeling pretty calm. I would call Mark, maybe. Just talk with him.
Have you talked to him already?
I did call him, yes.
So he knows what they're doing?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Call from somebody else I need to talk to. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you. Should I try to call you later?
I don't know. I don't know. You can try, yeah. I'll answer if I can.
Okay.
I love you and we'll talk soon.
Okay, baby. I love you.
Okay. Love you. Good night.
Now, notable, Chad said in there, or Lori said, should I call you later? And he said, I don't know. I'll answer if I can. Now, the children had not surfaced yet. So it's interesting if he is, you know, really innocent, and he's innocent until proven guilty. But it's something interesting to note that he said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk to you later. I'll answer if I can. Well, he's answering now, and if everything was normal, we wouldn't have a problem, but that's my own opinion. According to the officer, he said that this phone call was different in tone than the other ones that have been made in the past, which is notable. They talked about Chad driving away once JJ was discovered. JJ was discovered, as you know, at the pond around behind his house. And once that happened, Chad made a run for it. Now, of course, John Pryor's not going to say that. He's like, no. He had a lawyer's appointment. What are you talking about? But everyone on the stand, or the guy on the stand, is like, you know what? No, I witnessed Chad fleeing, so we had to stop. And it was interesting because John talked about the 30-plus officers there. And even last week, Detective Hermosillo even talked about the warrant that was given to Chad. And he had asked, oh, can I get my clothes on? Because he was sleeping that morning and he got up. Should I stay? What do you need me to do? Right? But lo and behold, the moment that JJ was dug up, Chad just had to go have an appointment with the lawyer. So he gets pulled over, and they showed a little bit of a clip of him getting pulled over, and he got arrested. But they talked about this lawyer's appointment. But my rebuttal, and a lot of you guys are saying, well, yeah, but wait a minute. Why wouldn't Chad say to the authorities, well, do you think I could go to my lawyer's appointment, because I have one coming up here right away? But instead, he fleed. But stay tuned, because it just gets worse in the incriminating things that he said. So they showed this body cam footage of Chad being pulled over, getting out of the vehicle. And as they were showing that in court, Chad was writing a bunch of things on his notebook. Now, notable, a person earlier today in the live stream, because I live stream every day, about with this trial, they were saying, oh, I think Chad was mouthing something as they played Lori and Chad's phone call, but it wasn't. It was just kind of like him moving his mouth like that, really weird. It wasn't really that, because I double checked. Then they showed body cam footage of Chad sitting in the back of a police car, and the camera was on him while his daughter Emma came up to him and they started chatting, and she was in tears about her dad getting, you know, in the car, whatever. But right away, Chad starts talking about that Emma will be running his finances, he says, I suppose. He instructs her that he has two envelopes, two white envelopes of $9,000 in them. He said, we'll talk more about car payments. Now, he hadn't been formally charged, right? He's in the back of the vehicle. He's talking about this. We'll talk about more. He says car payments. He talked about the First Hawaiian Bank. Now, remember, this would be months after he received $430,000 in insurance for Tammy Daybell's death. And he had spent quite a lot of it while he was in Hawaii. He gave some of his kids some of it as well. But he talks, and he's really, really calm in the back of the vehicle. But he talks about commissary money and giving it to Lori. You know, he talks to Emma about it for, he needs $30 a week. He usually gives Lori. And he instructs Emma to say, quote, cooperate with them as much as you feel. Now, we've seen Emma before. She had given the tongue, like she stuck her tongue out to the news. We've seen her in the 48-hour special. I did a 48-hour special recap back in 2021. You can take a look at that at the end of this video or below. Now, one of the things is interesting is, if you were arrested, right, and you're sitting in the vehicle and you're innocent, you don't really know what's going on, right? So wouldn't it be like, I have no idea what's going on. I hope to be done by dinner. Maybe not. Maybe this will be a few days. Not, oh, we're going to have to look at refinancing the home. He even says he's not likely going to be out and I'm not coming back. So those were very interesting pieces of terminology that came out in court today. which is pretty damning. He talked about an Amazon account, and Lori would know more about it. He mentioned Luminol, and he said, well, the neighbors are going to be talking about this event, and kind of chuckled. And he said to Emma, there's nothing in the house. When he says that, well, there's nothing in the house, and what else is in the yard then?
Before I play this, Detective Wheeler, you see on screen a video that's put in front of the jury?
Yes.
Can you just explain and confirm what that is?
That's my patrol vehicle with Chad Daybell sitting in the back section where we have our detainees.
And to confirm also, is this the day of June 9th, 2020?
Yes.
So this is all relative to the search that you've been testifying about already?
Yes.
Thank you.
You understand why that?
Yeah.
So you just stay here with them.
Okay. Hi. They said I could talk with you and I didn't want you to be able.
Judge, I'm going to stop at 1 minute, 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 17 seconds and ask a question. Detective Wheeler, are you aware of who is the person that has just approached Mr. Daybell in the vehicle?
His daughter, Emma.
I love you so much.
I love you. Glad you came over.
I thought they had taken you downtown already.
I got about to the Fremont County line.
I saw it as soon as you left me.
Again, stopping at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 38 seconds. Detective Wheeler, can you just explain to the jury the positioning of your patrol vehicle relative to the Daybell property and vantage points that could be seen from where Mr. Daybell is sitting as he sits now?
So we're parked on the south side of the residence. I believe the road is 200 north. So we're just south of the residence and facing west. And so if he were to look right outside of that open door, he would be looking at his house.
And from his sitting position, would he have a vantage point to see the pond area in his on his property or the fire pit area on his property?
From that position, he would just have to look over to his right shoulder and out that door, kind of towards the back of the vehicle.
What would he be able to see if he did that?
He'd be able to see the fire pit area for sure.
And to be clear, whose remains were found in the fire pit?
That was Tylee.
I'm going to go ahead and play this continuously for a while, Your Honor.
Chased you down and then they came back.
Ron? Just concerning the car.
Huh?
I know they.
Okay. What's that?
Oh, just about the car.
Oh, we'll take care of the car. We're going
to
take
it. Is she able to get it?
Yeah, you can get that. You may have to go through the car, if you're rested in it.
Right.
The thing we got to do. But then
she can have her bananas and her.
I gave him her food.
We'll try to get the car before it's 4.
You can eat it.
So, Eric, or Ron, so like my wallet, will that be able for her to pick up, or could I turn that over to her right now?
Is that in the car? Is that here?
It's right here.
It's up to you. I don't see. Can I look through it? Just
sure. Here.
He's going to get Mark.
Is there anything that you're going to need in that?
Well, she'll be running my finances, I suppose. So. That has a little money on it. You could.
Okay. So these are credit cards. So you're good if she just takes them.
Yeah.
Correct.
In the middle drawer on the left side in Mark's room, there's about $9,000 in two white envelopes.
Okay.
So get that. Yeah, so we'll talk more about car payments and stuff, but you have that password.
I do.
I believe the Hawaiian
That's this one.
First Hawaiian Bank, if you use that same password for this account, it's Chad Abel.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The producer there. This has nothing on it. It's like $6. That has to go away. So this, okay, in that same drawer, you can grab it, is a piece of this that would fit in here, and it's got a company card, company business card. And so just make sure you get that.
And this is all in Mark's room?
Yeah, I put that in there. There's a like a pamphlet with a guy who's sitting in a car. It's for the Wells Fargo auto loan.
That's the loan that they equipped.
Yeah, and so that we'll talk about. So this has, if you go to Telmate, this is the card that's used.
Okay.
And so all you really do, you could probably just sign in as chad.davel or start your own.
I have an account that I've been talking with Lori on.
Okay. But you could use this card. Yeah. And to her if needed.
Okay.
So yeah, she'll need to still have commissary money. Usually puts 30 a week in there. And you can probably talk to her too.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
I love you so much.
Cooperate with them as much as you feel. I mean,
I'm stopping at 107.58, Your Honor.
Next, they talk about Tammy Daybell and her exhumation. Now, during this process, John gets heated with the lieutenant that was the next witness. He was, let's just say, forget about gray, he was 50 shades of red. His blood pressure went pretty high today, I think. They talked about Tammy, and at first, they said, Chad said that Tammy didn't have serious conditions and doesn't go to the doctor that often. And according to this lieutenant, she was at the docs 2 months prior for an arm injury, and she was prescribed tramadol, which is a pain med, and also fluoxetine, which is like Prozac or is Prozac. This lieutenant had received information from Arizona, and he decided to exhume Tammy because they thought things were fishy. But John got super choked and said to him, well, didn't you look at the death certificate? Didn't you look at this? Didn't you look at that? And he got really mad. And the lieutenant's like, no, no. But what they didn't mention, or what John didn't mention, he focused so much on the death certificate, how it was natural causes, that the prosecution brought up with the lieutenant. The lieutenant's like, well, yeah, I thought it was fishy because here you have an attempted murder on Brandon Boudreau. You also have Charles Vallow that was killed in July, Brandon Boudreau beginning of October, and now Lori and Alex know Chad Daybell, and now Tammy's dead. So he's like, yeah, that's a little suspicious to me. So he decided to get her exhumed. And they showed pictures, like I said, they showed pictures of them beginning to exhume her body and then the process and a few steps in between. And then they showed Tammy, unfortunately. But she was pretty well preserved, I would say, for almost 2 months. Not that I know the proper decomposition timeline, but it was a little bit surprising. But she, that was just a week shy. So she was exhumed. So she died on October 19th, and she was exhumed on December 11th, the day before Alex Cox died on December 12th. They talked about that. And then they talked about Chad and Lori being at Hobby Lobby on November 1st and going for dinner together. So this would be not even 2 weeks after Tammy was killed. Chad was holding hands with Lori, walking into Hobby Lobby, and then having dinner. And John's rebuttal, or John's points he was making, was like, there's nothing wrong with going for dinner, and there's nothing wrong with going into a Hobby Lobby. But, you know, it's the combination of things, and not to mention that Lori ordered a bunch of wedding attire, and that wasn't discussed today, but wedding attire on the Amazon account beginning of October. She ordered rings, she ordered stuff for her, stuff for Chad. And then a couple days after that, on October 4th, Chad sends Tammy to go to her family's house to go visit them, and he predicts that she's going to be in a car accident, and that doesn't happen. She comes home, and then that first attempt was made on her life, and then the second. They did not talk about that today, but they talked about Chad and Lori going to this Hobby Lobby and going for dinner. That would have been November 1st. And then a few days after that, on November 5th, they were in Hawaii on the beach with Chad and his stupid ukulele in his hand. Not that this ukulele is stupid, but Chad with the ukulele is stupid. And them laughing it up and chuckling it up while they know their children are allegedly in the ground, or allegedly know that they're in the ground. There was Detective Wheeler also. They were talking about Detective Wheeler was with Vincent Kayakamanu talking about Chad fleeing. So I didn't mean to miss him, but I lumped it in one. Then came the tactical specialist. Her name's Nicole Heidemann, and she's part of the FBI. And she started talking today. They didn't finish off, but they started talking about the several burner phones that Chad and Lori and Alex had. They said from October 2018, which is when Lori met Chad, to January 2020, there was 9 phone numbers and 3 of interest for Chad Daybell. Lori Vallow had 6 phone numbers and 3 of interest. And remember, for those of you who know about this, and this will be new to some people too, is back, way back when they were in Hawaii with Tylee, Tylee would make fun of Lori for having so many phones and said, Mom, you legit look like a drug dealer. So there was that. And then Alex had 6 phone numbers and 3 of interest. So right away, that's 12, 21 phone numbers in that time. And they used different names as well to call them. The one was, let me see if I could find it. Well, Lori called them Bubby, but there was Bishop Shumway for Chad, and that same burner phone, or one of them, Seth Daybell, who is Chad's son, had him as dad in the phone, so they were able to identify him. There was a Boyd dial, which a lot of people were wondering, what is a boy dial? But Boyd dial, that was there as well. There was names like Lolo and Lily for Lori. Rebecca Shumway, a few just things like I will call right now from 401 number from Chad, I believe it was. And then they also called in Zulema's phone. She had Raphael as Chad in for his burner phone. And then, of course, the alias of James and Elena. So there's a ton of names. Obviously, you know that they named their zombie victims, or their victim zombies, I should say. But they named themselves. They have that. They talked a tiny bit about Melanie Boudreau. But I love, love, love the format of the of what's happening in trial, because I feel like Lori's was a little bit, and maybe I need to refresh, but I feel like it didn't have as smooth as a timeline, I want to say. We started off with Detective Hermosillo laying out, you know, looking for the children and the warrant, and then also finding the children. And they continued on with, okay, they found the children. Now Chad Daybell was sitting in the vehicle looking over his shoulder, over at the pond area. And then also when he was in the body cam footage talking to Emma, he also looked back at the fire pit area, which is where Tylee was found. And I love that they talk about the pet cemetery, because John didn't want them to say pet cemetery, but they were able to say it. And he was objecting like crazy today. And he, like I said earlier, he got heated. His blood pressure was a little bit high. Notable, he started off the morning kind of calm, and then in true John style, we saw him lose it pretty much on the lieutenant. Interestingly, I want to say, well, one more thing about John. He kept forgetting to turn on his mic, which is normal for him, but he got mad. There was a break. He came back and he said to the lieutenant, you know, what did you subsequently learn? You said that before. What was it? And he was ready to go on a tangent. And then he kind of said, oh, I'm going to have to move on. I forgot. So he completely forgot what he was losing his, you know what, on. And then one of the things I want to bring up is the area is such a small town, right? So it's pretty gutsy of Lori and Chad to be a lovey-dovey. I guess they would justify it, you know, 2 weeks after, because Chad actually lied and said, oh, I met this woman on a business trip. You know, we love each other. We're going to get married. And she's a widow too. But for such a small town, even rewinding time for the 1 year, just over a year that they were cheating on their spouses, it's pretty gutsy to go walk at BYU and hold hands together and all that without it being coming back, like without it coming back to Tammy. Because if you live in a small town, you know, you'll walk into, you'll run into somebody and you know them and so-and-so knows so-and-so and so-and-so, right? So I find that interesting. It's pretty gutsy. But the Hobby Lobby thing was after Tammy died, even though it was ridiculously quick. They also said that Chad and Lori got food at Cafe Rio, to which I was like, well, Lori was supposed to be a goddess, so she's not supposed to eat. And she said she doesn't have to eat, so why is she eating at a restaurant? That's me being snarky. One of the viewers said today that April 27th, Larry Woodcock is doing, Larry and Kay are doing a celebration of life for JJ and Tylee. If you know the particulars, please feel free to put that in the comments so I know more of the particulars on that. Chad was eerily calm even in the body cam footage. And today he didn't really react, even showing Tammy and the picture. There was no real emotion from Chad at all. You gotta wonder. But I guess, you know, 28 years of marriage and she just gets killed and he just doesn't give a flip. So why should we expect anything else in court, right? And then there was something about a behavior of conduct, about something about the gallery today, and they weren't welcomed back. I don't know what that's about, so if you want to put that below, you can let me know as well, and then we can update the tea in tomorrow's video. But there was something that the judge came back and said about following rules. He said the behavior conduct that causes some interference with the jurors and whoever, or I don't know if it was one person or more than one person in the gallery, and they weren't allowed to come back. So I have no idea what that's about, but you guys can let me know below. Now, Chad wore a yellow tie today. And we have been joking. I was joking earlier about John watching the video about, you know, my video or of us complaining about Chad's murderous red tie. And then he probably said, hey, Chad, maybe you shouldn't wear, you know, I watched a couple things on YouTube and I think we should change your murderous red tie to a yellow one, because quite frankly, I Googled it and I found out that yellow's a happy color. So let's go with yellow. What do you think? Let me know below, because I feel like at this point, Chad's going, or John's going and taking a look and seeing what others are saying. He could adjust his little bit, adjust his strategy. Tomorrow, we'll start at 8:30 to 3:30 again. They did talk about a motion at 1 p.m., so stay tuned for that. I'm going to follow. I will be doing live stream again. I do recaps every single night. Now, a couple of videos that you can watch is, one of them would be the 48 hours on the children, Chad's children, and what they thought. in that special. I did a recap. You could see it right here. And then if you want to go to see the rest of the videos, go down below. I'll have some more. But there's tons of videos you can go. And I did timelines. I did a timeline on JJ, a timeline on Tammy, a timeline on Tylee as well. So check that out below. And we are going to see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching. Stay safe out there.